Human Rights Watch has joined a chorus of condemnation following a UK High Court ruling allowing British arms exports to Saudi Arabia to continue. In a press release, the prominent rights organization described the ruling as terrible news for Yemeni civilians. HRW says Yemenis were suffering at the hands of Saudi Arabia while the UK was profiting. The organization further expressed disappointment at the ruling for not helping pressure Riyadh to end its, quote, unlawful attacks in Yemen. This week, the High Court ruled that the UK arms sales to Riyadh were not illegal. The case was brought by activists who argued the UK was not adequately probing if British weapons fired by Saudi Arabia in Yemen were violating international humanitarian law. Let's speak to Edward Corrigan. He's a human rights attorney and he joins us via Skype from Ontario. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, as Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, had put it, that despite this court ruling, which basically gives legal cover to these arms deals, it's still not ethically right to be selling Saudi Arabia these lethal weapons as it wages a war against Yemen.
Well, I think certainly the Labour Party rank and file supports Mr. Corbyn on this position. And I think an increasing number of people in England also support this position because there's, you know, a lot of concern over the human rights problems in Saudi Arabia. And of course, the attacks which the British are facilitating and even providing guidance and selling billions of dollars worth of weapons on Yemen. So I think that things are moving forward. The problem is certainly the conservative establishment, of which I think the legal establishment would at least be part of it. Sometimes, though, they do display increased independence and can take a critical stance as they've done. But quite often, as it works its way up through the system, they tend to support the status quo and the establishment. And of course, they are part of, you know, the conservative elite that makes tons of money out of selling weapons for war. And you have Human Rights Watch, you've got Amnesty International, even the United Nations, other organizations, you know, Doctors Without Frontiers and other, all condemning the attacks that are being made on Yemen. And it's been documented time and time again that the Saudi Air Force and their allies are targeting markets, they're targeting schools, they're targeting hospitals. There was that horrific attack on the funeral in Sana'a back last fall. Hundreds of people were killed and injured in that one incident. They're attacking markets. It's been put forward that they're actually attacking the food infrastructure and capability of Yemen to make food, which of course is a war crime and punishing, you know, innocent civilians. And of course we've seen, you know, a huge increase in the amount of treatable diseases in Yemen, and you know, thousands of people are being exposed to diseases, and of course, you know, hundreds of thousands of children are very much at risk, and you have starvation and everything else. But the American, or the British, well, the American establishment too makes a lot of money. There was an American general named Smedley Butler who said that war is a racket and that people, especially the manufacturers of weapons, can make obscene amounts of money out of it. And of course, the rank and file, they go off and do all the fighting, and they're just whipped up by propaganda, by lies, by, you know, sort of patriotism, most of which is bogus. You know, many wars have taken place and you know, there's very questionable origins. But the, you know, the elites, the owners of the factories, the people, and even some of the unions who profit from working in these factories end up supporting the sales of these weapons. But in Yemen, it's a particularly terrible situation. The court, you know, says that, oh, we're talking to the Saudis, you know, we're satisfied that we're looking into it. He doesn't make any conclusions, and he even sort of dismisses Human Rights Watch and Amnesty in that, right. Oh, they haven't got on the ground. But they are very, very reputable organizations who do excellent work, use satellites, many documented interviews and witnesses. They're not perfect. They have been misled on a few occasions, but they're much better than the people who are making money and profiting from this terrible trade in death and destruction.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's human rights attorney Edward Corrigan joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.